following message is brought to you by Marco Cabono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want. Yes, we know
the truth. Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, 2017, and this is presidential release number 463. We are in the middle of summer and fresh off of a very successful national convention. I noticed many people having a great time. I had a great time learning about the many first-timers that we had at the convention, well over 300 or 400 of them, maybe more than that, meeting many people, going to many meetings to hear about the exciting things Federationists are talking about. It was an extremely successful convention from my point of view, and I noticed many other people thought so. We have a lot of energy to carry forward with a number of follow-ups from the convention, including our resolutions and following up with members of Congress. We had two of those at the convention and a cabinet secretary, all sorts of success. You'll read about some of it in the Monitor and can get some of the audio online very soon. But thank you to each and every one of you who were at the convention and made it our best convention ever. I have received a number of calls and emails about the sound quality at the banquet. Our team did the best they could with the house audio there in the banquet hall. We had some problems earlier in the week that we resolved, and apparently they crept back up. Our team did the best they could. Apologies to anybody that could not hear that well at the banquet. Some things are out of our control. We have talked with our friends at the Rosen properties to make sure that next year we have some other plans in place. But I understand that many people there, maybe everybody, was able to enjoy the banquet speech. At least that audio came through crystal clear. And of course, you'll be able to hear it again in the Monitor and other places, and I've learned that the banquet speech is already being used in some of our chapters to spark some lively discussion, which makes me happy. That's what we do, is try to encourage each other to think about blindness in new ways and talk about what we want the future to be like. One of the great presentations at the convention was given by our immediate past president, and it explored questions about some of the things we might not know about, and also a new project that is being undertaken. So here to talk about the Tactile Art Box is the immediate past president of the National Federation of the Blind, Mark Maurer.
Thank you, President Riccobono. I appreciate this very much. I am one of the people who had a great time at convention. This is my 49th in a row. And I thought that the banquet speech was a dramatically good presentation by our president. In fact, I started writing about it this morning. I have written some paragraphs already and will finish my contemplation of what the banquet speech suggested to me, which may be useful. I hope it is, and we'll see whether or not people respond to what I have to say. Be that as it may, the Tactile Art Box, or the Tactile Art Kit, as we sometimes call it, was presented by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults at the National Convention. We don't do enough tactile work, and consequently, we're trying to find out what is good for blind children to know and to do in order to have tactile literacy. And one of the things that happens to sighted kids is that they get something to draw with when they're 2 or 3 years old. Blind children don't get that. And so we have put together a group of systems and plans and stuff in this tactile art kit that lets blind children know how to draw, how to make pictures that are feelable, how to make pictures that are both feelable and have color about them, how to express themselves in art in tactile forms. These are being offered without charge to children ages 2 through 8. And if you want to get one of these, there is an application that you have to fill out, which is available on the actionfund.org website. You can also find out a lot more information about this from Patricia Maurer, who is managing this program for the Action Fund. I am glad that I had the chance to be with so many of you at convention. It was lots of fun. I look forward to my 50th coming up in 2018.
Thank you very much, Dr. Maurer. I appreciate your words, and I certainly appreciate the work of the American Action Fund to put together the tactile art kit, and we're really pleased to be partners in that. I was thinking the other day, there's an artist in Baltimore that goes around and does sidewalk art with chalk, and they announce where they're going to be, and I got me thinking, how could we make chalk art more tactily accessible, and what could we do with that? I know I enjoy watching the kids in the neighborhood play with chalk, and what could we do to make it more tactile, more interesting, besides just being colorful? So something to think about. Maybe someone out there has some ideas. The tactile art kit has stimulated my thinking about some of these topics, and that's really important that we continue to innovate in the National Federation of the Blind and get blind children and adults into new spaces. And we've been doing that with our art symposium project across the country this year as well. We have also, just shortly on the heels of the national convention, had the 10th anniversary National Federation of the Blind Youth Slam. If the convention wasn't busy and tiring enough, we spent over 5 days, a little more than 5 days, with 60 blind students from around the country, teaching them science, technology, engineering, and math on the Towson University campus. I had the pleasure of being with the students a number of times, observing what they were doing. They had the opportunity to dunk me in the dunk tank at Rec X. They seemed to enjoy that. And it was really great to have a number of mentors in attendance who have previously been students in the Youth Slam. This really helps to show how we are growing a sphere of influence in the National Federation of the Blind, that these former students felt so compelled by the program, know the difference it made in their lives, that they came back to volunteer a week of their time to give back to the next generation. Some really cool, innovative things happened at the Youth Slam. One thing that I don't think we've done before, that I've certainly never had the opportunity to do, was fly a drone. Our students did some programming led by Jordan Castor, a member of the Federation from California. You heard from her at the national convention previously. She was a Youth Slam participant in 2007, and she worked with students on programming and then flying a drone around campus. Really cool stuff that we continue to expand the horizons of possibilities for blind students. However, it's not over. Now is the time for our chapters, our affiliates, to follow up with these young people and continue to mentor them into the Federation. That experience should not be their last with us. We need chapters to follow up with students that came to the Youth Slam, get their teachers involved with our organization, find other students that they're connected with to continue to grow the circle of influence and impact that we have in the National Federation of the Blind. Although we are in the midst of summer, there are many other activities already on the calendar. We currently have the Bell program happening here in the building, our Maryland affiliate running the Bell program here on the second floor. We have a webmaster's training that's going to be happening later this month, and I will be conducting a traditional Labor Day seminar. Many activities planned during the fall, including 38 affiliate conventions, so lots of Federation building happening. This year, we are also hosting the 10th anniversary of the Dare to be Remarkable conference, where we're going to celebrate 10 years of progress in education and rehabilitation, but also talk about what the shape of the future is through the Dare to be Remarkable conference. This will happen at the Jernigan Institute, November 6th to November 8th, 2017. I encourage you to spread the word about this three-day conference for education and rehabilitation professionals, building on the past 10 years of work we've done after the first Dare to be Remarkable conference. Many great presentations will be planned. We will have people from all over the country talking about the cutting edge of how we build dynamic education and rehabilitation programs to empower the capabilities of blind people, to get blind people into new areas of employment and recreation, all sorts of topics. If you are interested in education and rehabilitation, you won't want to miss it. If you're a professional or wish to be a professional in these fields, it's essential. And it's all built on the authentic perspective of the National Federation of the Blind. We will have continuing education credits for those who wish to have them. The registration fee will include all the conference materials, including alternative formats like print, lunches that will be provided, periodic breaks, transportation from the convention hotel. The meetings will be here at the Jernigan Institute, but we've secured sleeping rooms for those who need them at a nearby hotel in downtown Baltimore. Pre-registration is open until October 13th. The pre-registration price is $400 per person. After the pre-registration closes, registration will be $500 per person. You can get more information about the Dare to be Remarkable conference on our website by visiting nfb.org/dare-be-remarkable. That's dare-be-remarkable, nfb.org. Check it out. Encourage rehabilitation and education professionals in your state to come to the Jernigan Institute to talk about the cutting edge of education and rehabilitation and be part of the professional network that is the National Federation of the Blind. Many other activities planned for this fall that we'll be talking about enjoying. We're also exploring some projects here at our national headquarters. We're thinking about doing some remodeling, especially of our sleeping room spaces, updating them, adding some new functionality to continue to grow our facility and make it the best it can be. We first built many of the sleeping rooms now 30 years ago, and our patterns have changed. Our systems have changed. We run many, many more people through the building than we did when we first opened it. We have conferences and meetings and all sorts of things. So we're thinking about how to improve that space, and during the fall, we'll be doing some planning for that. We talked some about that at the national convention. Also, of course, in October, we will have Meet the Blind Month, and it is not too early for chapters to be planning for Meet the Blind Month. For Meet the Blind Month 2017, we are encouraging affiliates to host screenings of the Do You Dream in Color documentary. The Do You Dream in Color film received a 2017 Jacob Balaton Award from the National Federation of the Blind. This film highlights many of the issues that we discuss around the barriers that blind people face in education. It is a perfect opportunity for chapters to bring people together to talk about the need for greater educational opportunities for the blind, for greater mentoring through the National Federation of the Blind to discuss the many programs and partnerships that we engage in now, whether it's our Free White Cane program or the Tactile Art Kit or our Future Reflections publication, or simply the Each One Teach One network that we have in the Federation. There'll be more information about that. But of course, the goal of the Meet the Blind Month effort is to have our chapters out in the community telling the truth about blindness, engaging people to break down misconceptions about blindness and create understanding about the empowering network of the National Federation of the Blind. Put your plans together. Let's get out there in the month of October and teach people about the wonderful work that we're doing and invite them to participate with us. I have just a few Federation family notes here on this August release. I regret to inform you that Joe Schadenagel of Texas passed away in June. Joe was originally from Mississippi, but lived in Houston for quite a while. He was an active member of the Federation, particularly active in efforts that we undertook with sheltered workshops and related activities. You may have met him at the National Convention. I invite you to keep Barbara, Joe's wife, and Joe's family in your thoughts and prayers. I do have two pieces of joyful news to share with you here in August. The first comes from Tim Elder of California. He reports that true Isaiah Elder, the third son of the Elder family, was born on July 5, 2017 at 3:05 a.m. He weighed 8 pounds, 8 ounces, and measured 20.5 inches long. True joins his brothers, Justice and Hart, in the Elder family. I understand that True and Mom Shannon are doing well, and that the entire Elder team is happy to have True with them. Tim missed the convention, rightfully so, to be with his family, but he reports that his level of sleep is consistent with having been at the National Convention. Congratulations to the Elder family on the newest arrival. Welcome, True, to the National Federation of the Blind. Another piece of news comes from Ron Brown, second vice president of the National Federation of the Blind and president of the NFB of Indiana. Ron reports that the Indianapolis Thunder Beep baseball team won the world championship again, repeated. So they are again the world champions of Beep baseball. He gave me the thrilling account of their tournament victory. Congratulations to Ron and Gene Brown. Ron coaches for the team. To Ron and Gene Brown and to the rest of the Indianapolis Thunder on your success. And let that be an inspiration to each and every one of us as we get out to live the lives we want this summer across the country. Congratulations, Indianapolis Thunder. And thank you to the members of the Federation for getting out and being active members in your community, demonstrating the capacity of blind people. I have some of the customary endings here for the release from some of the participants in the National Federation of the Blind Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning program. Remember that you can live the life you want, and blindness is not what holds you back.
My name is Ryan, and I'm from Baltimore. What's the best time to go to the dentist?
When?
2:30.
My name is Oriana, and I'm from Baltimore. And what was the wishbone's last words?
I don't know. What?
Oh, snap.
My name is Nadia, and I'm from Ellicott City. And knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo!
Don't cry, it's just a joke.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Office of the President at nfb.org, 410-659-9314, www.nfb.org. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.